Well, I think for those of you who are familiar with LCA, it will look almost impossible in 45 minutes to introduce really the subject. And of course, to become not only an expert, but somebody with a good knowledge of it. So we will try essentially to fix some ideas about the LCA. I think in the next days, probably more additional information will be brought to you. And this would include this baggage in your knowledge. In addition, we have to talk about LCA and water at the same time. When you want to have an environmental management system, you have to think which tool I am going to use in each occasion. If I want to build a new plant, I will have to make an environmental impact assessment about what will happen when I put this plant in this location. If you want to make a new design of a car, then you will use eco-design, or what the Americans say, design for environment, for doing the new design. If, and this is the case I am using here, if you are the manager of a plant, then your preoccupation will be to accomplish with the legal situation of the company and don't make any emissions or emissions to the outside that are over what the legislation says you have to do. So those are partial parts of the environmental management system. In our case, we want to see which is the difference of LCA with other environmental tools. So in this presentation, we are talking about, as far as we can, about what is LCA, why to use LCA, in which cases we want to use LCA, if we have or we want to use LCA, how we have to implement LCA, which elements do we have that will make us able to implement this LCA. And in the case of LCA and water, we will talk a little bit, this has already been mentioned by Dr. Port, about water footprint, because it looks like that now ISO is thinking about using water footprint as an element in life cycle assessment as well. Well, let's take the case where you are the manufacturer or you are the director of a production plant, you know, manufacturers of any product, let's say X. So you will be worried about what will happen in your plant. If the authorities will come and say you are pouring water into the river that it's polluted with such contaminants, so you cannot do this and so on and so on. Your emissions by the chimney are over the quality of air that is provided in our legislation and so on. So you will try to improve and optimize what is happening in your plant. And theoretically, this is good. So if you accomplish with the law, the situation will be okay. And environmentally, you will be satisfied. But this doesn't mean that the product you are delivering and you're really the full activities you have in against the environment are full accomplished. Why? Because you are not only manufacturing one product. You are using products from another factory. For example, if you are, let's say in the case of a water treatment plant, you are using chemicals that have been manufactured by somebody else. And those chemicals have also an impact in the environment. You are using energy. You are using energy has been produced probably from oil, and this also has impacts. And you are using this energy. Maybe electricity is very clean, but actually this clean electricity has been manufactured somewhere else where they are polluting in some areas, either the atmosphere or the water or the soil. So when you go to LCA, actually your scope is much broader. So you are not thinking only about the manufacturer you are dealing with, but you are dealing with the full system, taking into account the other products you are using, the energy that you are using, the water you are using, the pollutants that all these activities also they are producing, not only your pollution, but the pollution from other people. And in the case that you want to think even longer, then you have to think about the product you manufacture, which will be the, this is very clear, for example, in the case of electrical appliances. So I can manufacture a good system that will be efficient or very efficient in electricity consumption. Which is the difference? Maybe if you do it very efficient in electricity consumption, it will be more expensive. I will employ maybe more material. But, of course, the savings I will do in energy here and all the energy problems associated with this, with all the pollutants coming from the production of electricity, will be included in your account, in your environmental account. If I can make the product in such a way that instead of sending everything to a landfill, I can reuse part of this material and recycle part of this, I will improve at the same time the environmental complex of my situation. So when we go from something that is very particular and take a full scope of the manufacturing system, including everything that is included in your product, then it's what you are trying to do with LCA. The other question is why if they optimize the production system, if they optimize the use of the system, is this not enough? No, because if you think in suboptimals of the different parts and you add all these suboptimals, you are not getting the best optimum for the system, for the full system. So the full system has to be considered together, as I mentioned, because if you increase the efficiency of the product, the addition of the two consumption of energy, what I am using to manufacture my product, but the energy that I am using in the product, this will be optimized together. We have been introduced already in the water cycle. We know that by now the problem of water is essentially important in many areas of the world. We know in the south of Spain, for example. And of course, I think the importance of the water cycle has been explained. Now, let's take one of the examples, for example, of a system. And we will see, because I don't know if there is any presentation dealing with the full system of water. But in a water system, this is an example taken from Australia. And in this case, LCA is used for planning activities, a strategic planning of the activity. Then we have water that goes to a water treatment plant. From the water treatment plant, we send this through the distribution system. We send this to the houses, to the industry, and so on. Then we produce wastewater, sewerage. We have wastewater treatment plants. And then in these water treatment plants, in addition, maybe we are producing solids because we're maybe we have an aerobic system or only a physical chemical and so on. We are producing solids. Some of these solids will go to a landfill, but some of the solids, if they have enough quality, they may be recovered for agriculture. Some of the solids that are here, maybe we can manage to obtain energy because if we have an aerobic system, we can produce methane. And this methane can be used to produce a small part or a bigger part of the energy we need in the plant. Of course, we will have, in each of these steps, we will have some pollutants going, some streams going to outside. in the water distribution addition, we have losses of water. So this reduces this. We have outdoor use, as we say, for example, in the gardens. So this is not centered to the recovery of the river. We will have pollutants used. We will use chemicals. We will use chemicals in the plant, maybe for physical chemical treatment. We will use energy in the plant. And then when we look at this whole picture, it's not only to implement this and to optimize the water treatment plant or the sewerage systems and so on. So we have to look at together if we want to have a full picture of the situation. LCA, maybe for those who are familiar, we always say that there was a project run by Coca-Cola, through Coca-Cola, for Coca-Cola, to know which type of bottle could be better for from the point of view of environment. I would say that maybe more important than this is the question of in the 1970s, there was a crisis for energy. And then a lot of people in the industry started to improve the efficiency of the systems, of the engines, and so on. And really this experience was collected in addition to what's taken from here in Switzerland, but as well in other parts. Then there was one organization, CETAC, that took a role of coordination of the groups in analysis of the life cycle assessment. If this initially was used essentially to support the comparison of two, for example, two types of bottles, plastic or glass, what to use, then this was moving from this very elemental system to more complex system. And then, while this was developed by, I would say, leading by CETAC, but other organizations, but essentially they had a very important role in this. At the same time, there was a problem that each organization was trying to do LCAs in different ways. And CETAC took a role as well of harmonization of the systems. Then by 1994, ISO, the International Organization of Standardization, took a role in this area, in standardization. So together, I would say that the effort made by CETAC and ISO conducted to it is the present system of life cycle analysis. Life cycle analysis doesn't consider, in the beginning, social aspects, for example, or economic aspects. It's out of this. But today it's thought that maybe social aspects should be also incorporated or at least joined with LCA to make what is called a more integrated initiative in this aspect. In addition, in Europe, we have integrated product policy that takes into account LCA. And the additional factor is that we have this problem with climate change, and then again, maybe not so important in water, but it's more important in other aspects, LCA has been taken of one of the important tools for reducing the impact of climate change. We have seen that energy is a very important subject in the integrated aspect of consideration. But what is life cycle assessment? Life cycle assessment is not a conceptual tool. It's a methodological tool, essentially for things that have already been done. And then what does LCA is first? To identify which are the energy, materials, and pollutants, emissions that come from any product, process or system, and then quantifies which are those emissions that or consumption of resources that are taken for the production. So identify and quantify what are consumption of resources, consumption of energy, and emission of to the environment. And then once you have identified all this consumption, which is the impact of these quantities of consumption or emission? And the phrase that probably you know is from cradle to grave. It's taking into account the full system. We said that it's not taking into essential the social economic aspects and so on. So essentially, what we are dealing with is the aspects of environmental, ecological, and human health. So those are the three main aspects that are taken into account in LCA. So when we make this quantification of the amounts of materials consumed, of energy consumed, of emissions, and we know the impacts, we try to put this in the perspective of which will be the impact on these aspects, on environment and human health and ecology. Other aspects we say that as economic or social are not addressed at the beginning, but more and more are being taken into account in this concept of sustainability analysis. Well, this is the main framework of life cycle assessment. So there are four main phases in LCA. One is the definition of the goal and the scope of the assessment. The second is to make the analysis of the inventory, to look at everything that has to be considered. Then this is translated into the impact assessment. How this consumption of resources, how this emission to the air, for example, have an impact in either ecology, in either human health, in depletion of resources, and so on. So finally, these are aspects that are taken according to, we will see, which is the type of the procedures that we have for this. And then there is a final step, that's interpretation. So finally, you have to communicate this to somebody. Can be, for example, down for the enterprise, and you have to present this to the board of directors or so, or you have to communicate to outside people. For example, there is a plan with emissions, and you have to communicate with the local authorities and explain how your plan is good and so on and doesn't produce it and so on. If you want to explain as a marketing objective that this type of packaging is better than using glass and so on, so you have to address this to the public. If you want to obtain from the government a green label, you have to present these documents and say, look, we have been analyzing these two possibilities, and we have defined that this is the best possibility, and we would like to have a green label to put on our package. We'll go into detail in this part. Why it's interesting to make LCA? Well, at the level of companies, of enterprises, first, through the LCA, maybe you have already made this, but in addition, there is another way that you will look how the pollutants, for example, go through your process. How are you consuming your energy through your process? If we can make changes in our product, if we can change from a bottle of plastic to a bottle of glass, or if we want to change buying electricity from outside and putting our own unit, then we can make a comparison using LCA. And normally this is made as a partial LCA, but then you can make which is the difference and present the improvement in the efficiency, the improvement in the environment that you get through this change objective. If you want to think about new products you have to manage and you want to support your eco-design group of analysis, then you may say, look, until now we have found through LCA that, for example, this bottle of plastic is better. When you think about a new package, think, for example, that we already have this experience and this can help you to decide in your new design. If we say about the product, same can say about the process or costing, support the work in general for reporting, and especially when you have to make publicity this either to, for example, to shareholders of your company, either to the consumers of your products, either to the public that is around your factory and so on. And you can use LCA as a tool to convince them that you are doing the best. What is good of LCA for government? Well, in the case of Europe, maybe you will find some of the ideas that we are using. For example, in Europe we have integrated product policies. We have strategies for promotion of sustainable production. We have best available technologies. Then LCA is another support system, another tool that can be used to improve from the point of the government how to implement new legislation. In addition, we have mentioned before about labeling, for example. If I want to get a label, and how the government will decide on how to give a green label, then LCA is the best instrument this moment for using for these years. Of course, as well, not so much maybe in water, because in water cycle, LCA, we are finding now more and more applications for LCA. But since many years, LCA has been applied already in waste management. How to use LCA? Well, we say that ISO has taken the role of a standardization. Then ISO has produced a series of documents where you can follow instructions, you have instructions, you can follow procedures and so on to manage to have LCA. They are grouped under the group 14,040. 14,040 is given the main principles of the subject, as well the framework where to deal with this. Before we had 41, 42, 43, and now they are replaced by 44. 44 gives guidelines, requirements and guidelines for doing LCA. Then you have additional documents with examples, how to present the data, and so on. What about water? Water, we don't have an ISO standard for water in LCA. But there is a standard under development. And in this case, it's taking a concept that it's, I would say, rather different from the other concepts, that is taking into account water footprint. So what is water footprint? We will see now. Well, this will take still, I don't know which is the step, the next step and so on. I think it's in the moment that they are collecting all the information about the potential water footprint standard. But I don't know, it will take still 2 or 3 years to be released. Until the moment, if you want to have a good knowledge of Water Supreme, the best I have found is this document, the Water Supreme Assessment Manual. I don't know if there are other. I think in the States they have something similar. You already know about these pictures. This is the Water Supreme of humanity. Of course, we are in an area where our footprint is rather considerable. Actually, if this is the average of the water footprint, Portugal and Spain, we are quite high. France, not so high, but is still over the average of the world. And you already know this, so there is a transfer of water footprint. How it is managed to obtain a water footprint? First, you have to consider what is direct water use in the case of a factory, what you are using of water in your factory, but in addition you are taking products manufactured elsewhere, you are taking energy from elsewhere that have used also water. So you have to include both. Here the concept green is rainwater, blue water is water from extraction from surface water or groundwater, and gray water is another different concept, because we sometimes say gray water to say water that is recycled, for example, from washing hands to toilets or so on. No, here is another concept. This gray water is the amount of water that we have to use when we have an emission, a discharge of water, for example, that is polluted. It's polluted even if we have reached what is indicated by the authorities. If we have reached the limits, we are under the limits, but we are over what it is the natural water in the river. And then the amount of water we need to dilute this water polluted to achieve what will be the natural condition of the water, this is the gray water footprint. There is important thing is that when we talk it about water withdrawal, actually water that is not consumed has not to be taken into account in the water footprint. If, for example, you are in a factory and you want to make, this is a good summary of the way to obtain a water footprint. You have what you are really using as water for your production system. You have the water that comes from activities down outside of your factory, but you are consuming energy, you are consuming other products. You have to take into account not only what is taken as the water used in the manufacture of the product, but you may be toilets, you may have kitchens, you may have gardens around the factory, and they have to be taken into account. And in the case of supply, what is say supply chain, for example, you are using a building, and this building has been constructed at some moment. And for this building, water has been used as well. So this has to be taken into account. Of course, if you are using trucks, and these trucks are clean outside of the factory, you have to take into account the water that is used in this cleaning of the cars. Some institutions now are focusing this concept, and I don't know if you are familiar with this type of Sansky diagram, where you have the flow of material, flow of energy, and flow of water that until now was not very much included, but now more and more, where you have through all the steps on the manufacture of the product until the disposal or recycling of what it is left. So how you consume the water and how you introduce for the energy at the same time how you use the materials. So this maybe is especially useful when you want to give in a one picture all the information you get about all these different components of the manufacturing system. Well, let's go back to LCA. So we said LCA is made in four phases. First one, goal and scope definition, life cycle inventory, impact assessment coming from the results of the inventory, and then finally interpretation. In this interpretation also you will be obliged to give your conclusions and make other things like, for example, consider the sensitivity. How good is the information I have here? And so which is the percentage maybe of error that I have in my evaluation. Goal, first of all, goal and scope definition. You are doing your LCA for a specific purpose. You want to convince the direction of the factory that some improvement will be good. You want to convince authorities outside of the factory that you are doing well. You want to ask for a green label for your product, and so on. So you have to think about this and be prepared for those people to understand, to make this understandable to the people that are going to finally use this LCA. Well, examples are, we have been talking about this. One is to compare two different products. Implement improvements in the process. Identify areas where the things are not so good and so on. If you go under ISO, you will have also to define some different aspects. One is the function of the product. Or the system, in the case that is a system. So what is that for? What is that for? This, if it's a bottle, it's a bottle, it's a packaging, or so on, the use is to fill, to be able to be filled with 1 liter, 1 liter of water, 1 liter of beer. Then you have to express this in a way, in a functional a way that can be used to compare different things. For example, say I will do my LCA for the production of 1,000 liters of liquid in bottles of 1 liter. Then I make a comparison also. If I am comparing plastic with glass, I have to compare 1,000 liters of liquid going into bottles of plastic or 1,000 liters going into bottles of glass. Sometimes the information you have is impossible to fulfill. If you remember about one of the first graphics, it may take, for example, 2,000 different subjects that should be taken into account in the analysis, in the assessment. Then some of the questions are the same for one or the other product. So you don't need to take into account what is common for both. For some of them, you will find of these 2,000 that maybe some are only taking consideration into 1 on 10,000, 0.101% of the total impact. So you don't need maybe to take into account such minor elements. Because normally around 20% of these 2,000 will be more than enough to really have a good picture of your evaluation. Allocation procedures. This is important because you have a factory, maybe in the same equipment or in the same water treatment plant, you are not dealing only with one product. You are dealing with more than one product. And you have to find a way to divide what is the, of all the load of the plant, the water treatment plant, how much it goes to this product, how much it goes to the other products. And this is something that looks quite simple, but is not so simple many times. Data and data quality requirements. It's always said that the quality of LCA will not be better than the quality of the information that you have. So we will say in the next step that how important is this. Well, assumptions and limitations, we may say the same. They say that maybe we cannot make everything. For some products, maybe we don't have information, or the information is confidential, and we don't receive the information from our suppliers. So how to manage this? We will see more which type of impact we are going to consider. And finally, you have to define which will be type of report I want to do. It's for internal use, it's for external use, etc. Should be a rather a screening project, or should be a full analysis of the system. Well, inventory is the most time consuming part. This is an approach of the time needed, days working days needed to make an LCA assessment. It depends if you want to make just a very simple one, what is said a screening assessment. If it's made for internal use, in which case is enough that could be convincing for the management of your company, or if it's going to external use. If you want to make application for a green label, probably you have to document this very well. Because actually, you will be given something that the other companies are not getting, you know? And this will not be competitive, good for the competition, if the information is not good. And look at this data collection and entering data. It's, in all cases, it's almost 50% of all the effort you have to make for the LCA. Well, about this inventory phase, I think that was. Well, this will mean that you will go to the plant and you will try to obtain information for a lot of people about, consumption of resources, consumption of energy, emissions, the different type of emission you may have, releases to the water, emissions to the air, etc., etc. And you have to quantify all these amounts. Rather adjusted to the reality, not only approximations. Well, process inputs and this you already said. So, as the result of your analysis or your assessment depends on the quality of data, this is one of the reasons that most of the time is used in this step of the assessment. Well, in many times, as I said, many times, this is difficult to obtain, or you cannot get from your suppliers, or some information may be confidential, should not be published, and so on. And not always you will get all the information you need for your LCA. Then once you have collected all this data about, we said, resources, energy, water, emissions you have in the different streams, then you go to collect to this and to put this, which, once we have these amounts, which is the impact? Which is the impact of this consumption of resources? Is a resource that is available, extremely available, or is a resource that already is exhausted, almost exhausted? Because it's not the same thing if you want to use a material that we know that from the point of view of the consumption by per year, we have only available material for 30 years, that one that is available for 500 years. So this will be taken into account, and the impact of the consumption of resources will be much bigger in one case than in another. Significant of the impacts, we will see now in the next slide what are, let's go over here. So the impact categories that normally are considered as almost a standard is consumption of resources, either biotic or abiotic. Use of land, this is for example in the case of water is important if you want to make a dam. A dam, maybe you are using a valley that today is used in many interesting applications and people don't want to live. And in this case, for example, land use will be very important. Global warming, today it's maybe it's not so important in water, but it's also taken into consideration in all cases. So even if in the case of water, maybe you would say, well, the consumption of energy is not so important than in other areas, but still you cannot avoid today to really introduce this concept and make a good assessment on the global impact. Well, the stratospheric ozone depletion maybe is not so important nowadays. This has been a conquest, I would say, of the technology. But ecological impacts we have in the case of water and wastewater. Essentially now we have these residuous waste from medicines and so on that is taken into account, was not taken, recalcitrant products, etc. and so on. Ecotoxicological and human toxicological impacts, and this is rather important. Photochemical in some cases. In the case of water, maybe not so much now acidification, but still eutrophication, because the problem in the rivers of growing algae and so on. So those are the standard, and besides the standard, in some cases it will be important, for example, odor. If you have a treatment of from a water treatment plant, you have those solids, and you want to reduce the amount of solid, you want to treat the solids, and if the plant is located besides the city, you will have a lot of problems of odors. And in this case, you have to consider, for example, odor. If you are using heavy equipment or transportation systems, you have to consider noise. This is specific for some kinds of products, radiation, it's not so. And then, these categories, you will try to collect and put them. Some of them, for example, you know that the problem related with climate change is global. It affects, doesn't matter why you produce the problem, you will have the effect everywhere in the world. So this is a global impact. Some are only regional, and some may be local. Local, for example, we are talking about the case of odor we mentioned before. Then, what is called characterization? Because finally, you have now a lot of figures, a lot of quantities, a lot of impacts, and so on. And in a way, well, if you present this to somebody who doesn't know, well, they will not understand. Even if the people is more or rather familiar, to go through the figures is very difficult. So in a way, you have to put this in package that the people can understand about the relative importance of the different types of impact. In the case we have mentioned of the main standard impacts and so on, normally they are qualified as three different types of groups: resources, ecosystem quality, and human health. And you have, in a way, you have to join all these and give the impact that each of these groupings have. I mentioned this because the daily, because some people ask about daily, what is daily, and so on. No? But of course, in the case of human health, there is a more complex system, because you have to consider what are the emissions, which is the exposure, how the exposure to the people takes form in the production of an impact on the health and so on, and you have to express in some measurement. And the figure is how many days, for example, these people will be on bed against what will be normal. In the case, for example, the impact theory of climate change, if you are in a water treatment plant and you have an aerobic system of treatment system anaerobic, you may have emissions of methane, for example. And then you have to express this in addition to the CO2 that will come from the use of electricity. You have to express this methane as well in one unit. And then we have units to transform methane into CO2 equivalents. There are two aspects that can be used, normalization and weighting, that can be introduced, but not necessarily in your assessment. Weighting because this is not an objective subject. It's you go through experts and you ask, what is worse, to have such amount of CO2 in the atmosphere or such amount of nitrates in the water? And who can answer this, no? So finally, in many cases, you have to go to experts to obtain information about this. Those are two documents from the European Union that provide additional information on how to use and how to compare sometimes different possibilities, so different procedures you may have to produce LCA. Well, finally, you have to make an interpretation of all this data you have obtained, the data quantified, the inventory, you have the impacts, you have joined these in groups and so on, and somebody has to give an interpretation. So normally it's an expert or in LCA who is trying to express this for some public. Either can be the authorities outside of the company or can be the main management in the company. And then finally, you make your evaluation and you have to give your conclusions. So it doesn't mean that some conclusions sometimes are not put into question, but they have to be discussed with people really expert in the area. And then finally, normally, it's to give recommendations. If we have such a problem, we can do this and this and this to solve the problem. If we want to improve our efficiency, we have to make this and this and this to improve our efficiency. Well, this is taken together, the three steps, is to complete the map of the process. Well, I think this is all. Thank you for your attention. I don't know if it has been too long or too long. Any questions? Especially if they don't come from experts. Maybe you know better than myself. But any questions or comments or opinions? Why not? You are reluctant to express yourself or? So really no question? Discussions we have had about this. For example, Manuel Fork has mentioned about withdrawal of water in the energy system for just cooling purposes. But actually this water is returned to the river. If you are returning this water to the river, you are not consuming, you have been making use of this water. You see, this is a clear example. We mentioned about evaporation, for example, no? Or but in the case of agriculture, that maybe some water is evaporating. So I don't know how this will be managed. And we have been discussing if this is correct or not, even ourselves, because this is the water footprint made by some people. But maybe we are not enough experts yet in water footprint to say that we can say that the water that comes from an energy system that is only used for cooling, it's a water that has been not consumed or not, because you will return this water to the river. If it's only 5 degrees over the entry, you will have no problem. If you have more and more temperature, if you have an increase of 10 degrees, they may have an ecological impact. But it's only 5 degrees and so maybe not. But even 5 degrees, for example, is an opinion. Right? So, but in some areas, 5 may be too much. Right? And we have been discussing about things like that. So ourselves have some doubts about optimizing. Yes?
Yeah,
I'm
also related to this aspect. For example, you said that for a calculation of water footprint, we can consider for withdrawal. We can consider different sources like green water, blue water, gray water. Is there a similar characterization also for the water which is returned to the environment? Like, for example, you said you get the example of cooling water, but actually in the cooling water, some water is returned to the environment, but it's not the same quality as the water which was withdrawn from the environment. So I'm wondering if there is a characterization also for the water which is returned, like in a way you can characterize the worse quality or potentially better quality which mm-hmm. the water which was used by return to the environment.
Okay. Let's say if any discharge to the river, for any chemical or any substance that you may consider I don't know, organic material or nitrates and so on. Let's say that, for example, the river naturally has 0.1. And the legislation says that you have to pour the water only maximum 10, because this will be diluted with the water. And of course, well, a lot of water with a small stream, it's not having a very big impact. So theoretically, you think, well, if I treat my water from, for example, 25 or 10, and so I'm in agreement with the legislation, and I can throw this to the water. So theoretically, I'm not using gray water. But in the water footprint says, no, that's not true. So it's true that you are diluting this with the water that comes in the river and so on. But actually, you have to add here how much you have to multiply this to add 1,000, almost 1,000, then you will have 100 liters of water added to here, so 101, well, 100, I don't know. Well, then I have to add enough water, pure water, let's say, for this tank, for this flow of water, to reduce from 10 to 0.1. And then this is what is called gray water. So it's not enough to be enough clean to fulfill what the legislation says, but in addition you have to consider that you are not restituting the water in the quality that is necessary of the river. Okay? Fantastic. Let's say that this is not 100% truth. It's another tool to help you to improve your systems. But it's not something like religion, no? Or a dogma. It's virtual. That's right, it's virtual.
Maybe what should we really say is that there are two problems with water. There is a qualitative problem. LCA deals with a qualitative problem with ecofication, ecotoxicity, and there is a quantitative problem. And what if we bring to have the same unit for quantitative problem, the amount of water consumed, and qualitative, the gray water. In LCA we don't, we have separate, we have indicators for qualitative problems such as ecofication, ecotoxicity, and we have other impact categories for the qualitative problems. And maybe a drawing should be done to really explain, because I think there is a misunderstanding of several people. This is what you are studying, and this is the water body. You withdraw water. And then you use it, there is maybe 100 then, and then you put 80 there, back. The quality is bad, but that's something else. Let's talk about quantity. So the difference is what you consume, 20. And there is only three ways of consuming water, evaporating it, transpiration from plants, or exporting it to that place, to another place, in bottles, for instance, that water may come That deals with the water consumption at the watershed scale. All the water will go back in the global water cycle, but that one will not be available for the local cycle. And the consumption is that, only that, it is not that, because you may receive water. Okay? That's the quantitative problem of water. And then there is a qualitative one. If the quality is very poor, you have indicators, gray water for the water footprint or eutrophication and ecotoxicity for LCA.
And there are two separate problems.
Mm-hmm. I think it should be said, because water footprint make the it doesn't help us to explain the things because they all put in the same unit. Try to express ecotoxicity and eutrophication through volumes of the ocean. If you emit pollutants, you calculate how much water should be needed to reach the correct concentration. And we don't agree, people from LCA side don't agree to that for several reasons, but maybe we'll discuss that later on during the class tour.
I don't know if this ISO will be put into discussion before being released by ISO, because
there will be a water footprint in ISO, but it's not LCA in my opinion.
And the water footprint is expressed in cubic meters?
Yes.
See, yes.
And why we don't like that in comparison with the indicators available in LISA class assessment is that when you are talking of volume of dilution, you take a pollutant and you say how many water should be needed to reach the correct concentration. That's it. In LCA we have indicators which are really much more better because they take into account the fate, fate in which we know what it means. The expansion in Europe maybe is probably. Okay. It takes into account how much of your substance will be degraded, biodegraded or degraded by sun. It takes into account how much of the substance emitted in water will be emitted to other compartments such as soil or air. And it is really another world which is really much more accurate than only taking into account cubic meters. But that's the advantage. The disadvantage is that it is not the same unit. It is expressed in a very specific unit instead of meter cubed.
So I must say that for us, water footprint to be used in ISO is almost a surprise. So maybe because we were not expecting water footprint. And then we are discussing at this moment about really how this will be used in LCA. It's not so clear for us. No more questions? I think. Yes, sure. Pardon? Can you increase your voice?
Yes.
Where did you get this idea?
Sorry?
Where did you get this conclusion or this information? But they are dealing with water footprint, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't tell you what now the point is they are working on systems. And the other thing that I would say that in relation to the method for incorporating water use, not only water withdrawal, and not only water consumption, sorry, in that case, there are now some methods that are trying to consider it as an emergency, and they environmental pollution factor for the delivery of thermal water in biodiversity. So that maybe the time ago, the only method that we have for those which is not water consumption, but now that is minimum. We have enough of the method to address the water quality.
More questions, or because I think we have to go to the scientific part. No more questions. Thank you very much.